We're back. Nicole, right. Would you mind going back a paragraph?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So outside of the written application, neither the mayor's office nor council offices were involved in any part of the selection advisory committee's selection process. Discussion around who to interview and final recommendations to the mayor were the sole responsibility of the selection advisory committee. When reviewing written applications and interviewing candidates, the selection advisory committee focused on the following areas when assessing applicants: lived experience as a member of a marginalized community, lived experience with mental or physical health issues, interpersonal skills, experience working with or advocating for marginalized communities, and experience utilizing social services and engaging in government processes. The Selection Advisory Committee provided its recommendations to the mayor, listing the candidates they believed should be on the TSEP along with alternates. The mayor's office consulted with commissioner offices before the mayoral interviews and met with the Selection Advisory Committee and council offices on Thursday, September 6, 2018, to discuss the candidates. In addition to the mayor, of course, each mayoral interview was attended by Nicole Grant, myself, Jared Hager from the U.S. Attorney's Office, a PSEP facilitator, and at least one member of the Selection Advisory Committee. Mayoral interviews with adult candidates were conducted on August 23rd and 24th and 28th. They were 15 minutes each in length. Mayoral group interviews with youth were conducted on August 29th and 30th. The mayor made his final decision on Friday, September 7th. Mayoral staff made a personal phone call to Dr. Leroy Haynes of the AMAC, notifying him of the appointments on Monday, September 10th. The city attorney's office then sent a written list of the appointments to the AMAC attorneys for distribution to membership. You know, as the mayor has said in various settings, he suffered from an embarrassment of riches in the candidates recommended by the Selection Advisory Committee. In a process fraught with skepticism by many members of the public, we were heartened to see such a high level of interest in the PSEP and then to meet with such stellar individuals during the interview phase of the selection process. We are aware and want to be mindful of concerns around the diversity of the board. Every effort was made to balance gender and racial diversity with lived experience. The Selection Advisory Committee also took into consideration a candidate's professional background to the extent mental health advocacy or social justice work were involved. For anyone interested, we have published on the mayor's website under public records the demographic breakdown of PSEP applicants. We have also included a full description of the selection process along with descriptions of the mayoral, adult, and youth interview structures. Individual demographic information about the candidates was not disclosed to the Selection Advisory Committee during the selection process. The mayor has also selected 4 adult alternates and 2 youth alternates who are welcome to attend all PSEP meetings and the orientation. This Friday actually marks the first day of a 6-session orientation or retreat for PSEP members. Though the agenda is still being finalized, the orientation will include a training on institutional racism, the history of the settlement agreement offered by the AMAC and Mental Health Association, PSEP member responsibilities as public officials offered by the City Attorney's Office, a COAB panel discussion, and a PPP panel discussion. PSEP members will have an opportunity to debrief, brainstorm, and work with the facilitators on their work plan for the year. During these 6 sessions, PSEP members will also have an opportunity to participate in the PPB's Community Academy and a ride-along. So outside of the formal application process to serve on the committee, there will be additional opportunities for interested Portlanders to engage the PSEP and participate in this process. So I encourage folks to get involved in the subcommittees that will be formed, participate in the quarterly community gatherings, and also engage PSEP through civic life, district coalitions, the Coalition of Communities of Color, the Portland Commission on Disabilities, the Human Rights Commission, and the New Portlander Policy Commission, all entities that PSEP is required to consult per the PSEP plan. Commissioners, at this time, I'd like to give you the opportunity to hear directly from several PSEP members. Due to work and scheduling conflicts, a few were unable to attend this morning. They are Yolanda Clay, Sharon Gary Smith, Auden Hassan, Michelle Lang, Patrick Nolan, and Zachary Thornhill. So I'll briefly kind of work through their biographies, and then I'll invite the PSEP members who are present to the table. Yolanda Clay became empowered to vocalize and advocate for individuals with mental health issues by completing peer support specialist training. She has gained knowledge about the social effects of poverty, and in particular, generational poverty, on individuals and families by participating in the Communication Across Barriers Poverty Institute conference. A self-described introvert, Yolanda believes in the power of empathy for easing societal ills. Sharon Gary Smith. For 5 decades, Sharon has been a grassroots activist, agitator, and organizer for educational equity, community economic development, and racial and social justice. She has held positions in corporate America, community-based organizations, and national and local philanthropy. Most recently, she served as the executive director of the MRG Foundation, Oregon's leading racial, social, environmental, and economic justice funder. Sharon also co-chairs Metro's Committee on Racial Equity, CORE, that is responsible for review, assessment, monitoring, and recommendations to Metro's Strategic Equity Plan and to guide the Metro Council in ensuring the organization embeds equitable operational practices throughout. Adem Hassan is experienced in conflict resolution, serving as a peer mediator for several years. He's also a mentor for disadvantaged youth in Southwest Portland, organizing events to foster a stronger sense of community, promote self-esteem, and forge relationships between the youth. He provides educational and career guidance to high school-age teens and is devoted to creating support systems to improve achievement and success in higher-level education. Adem believes the PSTEP should be focused on developing stronger strategies and conflict resolution regarding individuals with mental health conditions. Moreover, the PSEP should work to enlist mental health experts and develop comprehensive training to heal the relationship between law enforcement and people with mental health conditions. Michelle Lang is the director of campus ministries at Warner Pacific University and serves as a pastor at Imago Dei Community Church. She has a long career in urban development and advocacy, specifically in areas related to youth and the African American community. In 2015, after being shaken by the Michael Brown case in Ferguson, Missouri, Michelle set out to combine her extensive background in theater and community engagement to create an interactive workshop entitled The Art of Tough Talks, a multimedia project that utilizes the arts to foster conversation, education, and action on matters of social change and justice. Patrick Nolan. Due to untreated mental health issues, Patrick was homeless in Portland off and on from 1990 to 2011. Since then, he has been both a board member and community organizer at Sisters of the Road Cafe, a board member at Empowerment Initiatives, and an advisory council member for the Mental Health Association of Portland. His ongoing interests include public health care, the housing crisis, homelessness, local politics, reading nonfiction books, especially history, and meeting new people. And finally, Zachary Thornhill. Zachary is currently an adjunct professor at Portland State University and a social worker with Multnomah County's Mental Health and Addiction Services Division. He has worked with individuals across the lifespan in areas of public health and social services and has a special interest in social work practice at the intersection of public safety, aging, and behavioral health. He has previously worked at a variety of community-based mental health agencies and served on the Ambassador Council at Our House of Portland. Now, to those who are present who I'd like for you to engage directly, I'll invite the first group, and then, Mayor, if you could please invite the second and then the third, and then I'll come back at the end if you have any questions. I'd like to first introduce you all to Sebastian Chevalier, Lakiana Drury, and Kalanji Williams.
Thank you.
All right. Out of your way.
Welcome, gentlemen. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Mayor.
It's good to see you again.
Good morning, Mayor. Thank you for having us. It's our turn to speak. So I work with Word is Bond. It's a non.
Tell us your name.
Oh, yes. Lakiana Drury, Executive Director of Word is Bond and teacher at Rosemary Anderson High School.
I'm Kalanji Williams, a junior at POIC and a member of Word is Bond.
I'm Sebastian Chevalier. I'm a senior at Lincoln High School and a member of Word is Bond.
We're very excited to be a part of this project. I think it's very important work, and we look forward to engaging the community, and particularly for me, engaging the youth and making sure that their voice is heard in this process.
I'm excited to get my hands dirty, make a change, and address all the issues going on with, as far as institutional racism and all the issues PSEP is going to be participating in.
I joined this work simply because I was born and raised in Portland, and I wanted to give back to the community that molded me. And I'm very excited, but I also recognize that it's not going to be easy work, and I'm ready for a tough, bumpy road.
Thank you. And I just want to say to my colleagues, I've probably said this offhandedly, and I'll say it again here. The youth that applied for the two youth positions were really outstanding. And frankly, they had harder interviews because they didn't know what the questions were going to be. And so I got more of a chance to really understand them personally and what skill sets they bring to the table and what their current perceptions are. And I think the overall committee is going to really benefit from the youth voice. And I appreciate the interest of you two young gentlemen to participate in Lakiana. I think you have demonstrated a significant commitment. Could I ask you just quickly one question?
Yes, sir.
And that is, at the end of the day, when all is said and done, and you've served your time on PSEP, what do you hope to have accomplished?
I guess, like, the main accomplishment is to change somebody's life or their outlook on whatever that may be. Like, you know, if they're, I don't know. I mean, this is a very liberal state, and I think everyone should be able to voice their opinion the way they see fit. And I guess that's, I don't know, my main objective, and further, like, build my leadership skills, my work ethic, and my integrity.
Thank you.
I would say at the end of the day, I would want the city of Portland to be an example for the rest of the country in regards to how the community and the police interact with each other. I think that we should be the first step. Because, word is bond, started in Portland, and we don't know of any other organizations like ours in any other state. And so this is just a smaller step in a bigger journey. And, that's what I want for Portland, to be the example for the rest of the country.
Thank you. And Lakiana, you have a relationship with both of these gentlemen through Word is Bond, and you're instrumental. Could you tell people maybe watching this a little bit about what is Word and Bond? Word is Bond?
Yeah, so Word is Bond is a nonprofit that works with young black men in law enforcement to build positive relationships. And really what we try and do is empower the youth, the young men who are part of this organization, and we call them community ambassadors, to really take the forefront of this issue and lead it in a way where, rather than coming from the police to the youth, it's the youth coming to the police and engaging them in meaningful work in a variety of ways, looking at, like Kalonji had said, the structural racism pieces, but also the overall interactions. And we believe in the power of storytelling, that ultimately that's what's going to change perceptions and what's going to change views between the two groups, is when we share stories and find common ground. And that's really what I'm hoping to do out of this process, is to help connect the community and make them feel a part of the process of PSEP. There's a lot of marginalized groups, from folks with mental health to individuals and communities of color, that don't feel connected in this process. And if they can feel a part of this at the end of the day, I think then we'll have done our job.
Thanks, Lakiana. Commissioner Udaly?
I just wanted to share with you that I spoke to a class of fourth graders last year, and they had a lot of really excellent questions for me. And one of them was, what can kids do to help government? So I tried to conjure up some, you know, useful recommendations. And then the next question was from a young woman who said, building on that last question, when grown-ups talk about diversity, they talk about gender, they talk about race, they talk about disability. I mean, she went down the list and she said, but they never talk about kids. Why are kids or youth not included in our conversations about diversity? And so I'm really thrilled to see two youth members of this committee, and I would like to see more youth representation throughout all our commissions and committees, because we're stewards of the city for you ultimately, and you have a unique and important perspectives that we may have lost sight of or never experienced or understood. So I'm really grateful that you're spending your free time on something that, you're right, it's not going to be a lot of fun, but it's really important, hard, and hopefully rewarding work you're going to be doing. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. And assuming I got the names right here for the second panel, Nick, it's Lakeisha Dumas, Bob Dye, and Andrew Kalik. Is that correct in the second group? Come on down. Thank you and welcome. And if you just want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what brought you to the PSEP and what you hope to accomplish, that would be great.
My name is Lakeisha Dumas. I have an extensive bio. I thought they were going to read it, so I wouldn't have to go through all that. But a little bit about me. Born and raised in Portland, Oregon. I'm a recovering addict, and I suffer from mental health challenges, mental illness. And my commitment to this is my higher power led me to be at more tables, to be the voice and an advocate for change in this community, and to really help with bridging the relationships between police and community. I've been on both sides, and I just, like the young gentleman said, I just want us to be an example of how police and community can work together.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Good morning. I am Robert Dye, or Bob Dye, general manager of Lloyd Center. And I've got a broad resume of working with various police agencies across the country just in my career. But I think what drives me more than anything is I had an older brother who was a product of the prison system. And also had mental health issues, and he also died very young at age before I mean a day before his 50th birthday. In terms of my what I'm hoping to see come from my work with the PSEP is really just strengthening, bringing the community together, regardless of what our individual opinions are and our ideological values. I mean, I think that bringing the city together is very, very important. But I wanted to say one thing just very quickly, and that is I do applaud you, Mr. Mayor, for having this committee. And you and I have communicated previously on some issues of the community that I've been concerned about, and you've been very responsive and helpful in that regard, and I appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. My name's Andrew Kalik. My folks were public school teachers who were dedicated to public service, put that at the heart of our family life, and the way that's manifested in my career has been seeking justice for all manner of folks in all manner of situations, whether it was representing incarcerated folks in law school, in in-house disciplinary proceedings, or trying to fight for Social Security benefits or unemployment insurance for people, to my days at the ACLU as an attorney, and then as a criminal justice policy advisor to a New York City public official. So I'm honored to be part of the panel. I'm looking forward to learning an enormous amount from my colleagues on the panel, and hopefully pushing for meaningful change here in Portland. So thank you.
Thank you.
Andrew, I have a question. Just was curious. I just got back from a two-day trip to New York City and was catching up on everything that was going on. Which borough president did you serve?
I served the Manhattan borough president, who was Scott Stringer at the time. He later became the city's controller.
You know, I'm struck by the fact that you worked, you know, came out of Harvard Law School, worked for the New York Civil Liberties Union, and then now you're working for Airbnb. How would you describe the arc of your career there?
Yeah. So
Wordly mobile.
I mentioned my folks earlier, and we had a Sunday routine, which was we would go to church, and my father would videotape the Sunday morning political shows, and we would come back and have a bagel breakfast and listen to Dad just rant against politicians. And I could have taken that as a sign that he thought politics weren't worth paying attention to, but I did it the other way. And believe that he thought that there was little that was more important for a citizen to be a part of. And so I have always been driven by a desire to be involved in the workings of government. My current job is actually the only private sector job I've ever had, and it's been very interesting to sit on the other side of the table from what I was used to. But I think that this will be yet another unique challenge in my career and one that I'm certainly looking forward to and honored to take part of.
Mr. Dye, I just want to say we have an indirect connection, which is I know in the work that you're doing to revitalize the Lloyd Mall and to activate the park across the street and do things, you're working with Dan Biederman and some other people from New York that have done similar work. And I, in a prior life, served on a community board in New York City that had Dan Biederman both as a board member and then later as a BID chair, and learned a lot from him about how local businesses can chip in to revitalize areas. So, good luck in your work.
Thank you. We have a lot invested in Holiday Park, and you have a great Parks Department that has worked together with us on that, and we appreciate that.
Oh, good to know. I'll get a. I'm the new Parks Commissioner, so I'll make sure I get a briefing on what we're doing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it very much. And last but not least, our last panel is Sam Sachs. You got to carry the whole table.
Panel, huh? Sam, did you bring leftovers from last night?
I did not. No. It's a little awkward, but get the whole table to myself. Mayor, members of the Portland City Council, it's an honor to be here today. I'm humbled to be here today as a citizen of Portland, as a community member whose family has been here since the 1940s. Currently, I'm the founder of nonprofit The No Hate Zone, focused on ending hate and racism in our community through education, community engagement, and advocacy. One of the community engagement pieces that we do, some of you know, is we have Breaking Bread, Breaking Barriers once a month, where we bring specifically focus on communities of color and police together to have dinner and sit down and have conversations. This weekend we partnered with Word is Bond, which is just an amazing group of young men, and we held the Peace Jam. We had probably 200 community members of color and police officers from Portland Police, the Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Reese was actually there playing basketball, and the Oregon State Police played basketball on the same team. And Word is Bond held a conversation around race and policing. I have worked in parks as a park ranger, worked as a deputy sheriff. I taught equity at the police academy, so I have some history in law enforcement, public safety. I have a degree from Portland State University in black studies. So those are some of my qualifications that bring me here today. The reason I'm here, though, is having served as a human rights commissioner and the chair of the community police relations, this issue is near and dear to my heart. This is my community, and I care about the community members, and I care about building relationships with our community, specifically the communities of color and the mental health community and our police. And like Sebastian said, it's our opportunity to serve as an example for the rest of the country, to create the blueprint for how we can bring community members and police officers and public safety together to build better relationships so we have a safer and more vibrant community. So thank you for choosing me, Mayor. It's an honor, and I'm humbled to be here.
Thanks. We appreciate it. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Without further ado, I'll entertain a motion.
I move the entire slate.
Second.
Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Udaly seconds. Carla, please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, it's an outstanding group of individuals, so thank you, Mayor and Nicole, for bringing them before us today and providing us with the bios for those members who weren't there. This is a sounds like it was a very rigorous process. So you should all be congratulated for occupying the seats you are going to soon occupy with this vote, and thank you for your service. Hi.
You, Daly.
Well, I'd like to thank all five members of the Selection Advisory Committee for their work to help design every stage of this process, from application to recruitment to selection. Establishing the PSEP is an important step for the city and our communities, and the quality of applications we've received are a reflection of your great work. In particular, I want to give thanks to my office's representative on the Selection Advisory Committee, Musa Awal, who has long championed efforts for the Portland Police Bureau to better connect with and serve the Somali community. I also want to thank the mayor's office and Nicole Grant in particular for her work to get us here today. I want to highlight how great it is to see the representation of youth voices on this committee and acknowledge and thank Andrea Marquez, our youth programs coordinator in civic life, for her guidance on how to meaningfully recruit and include youth in these types of advisory bodies. And as I said before, I hope to see youth engaged in all of our city advisory bodies. I want to voice one concern which wasn't addressed during the presentation and maybe the mayor could shed some light on, which was raised by Mr. Handelman of Portland Cop Watch when this item, well, at some point, I can't remember, recently raised by Mr. Handelman, which is the need for a healthy pool of alternates due to the potential of high turnover on PSEP, as we saw with the COAB. So I'm just wondering what the plan is for that. Finally, I know that this was a highly competitive process and more Portlanders wanted to participate and serve than could be included on this committee. So I'm really encouraged to hear that the facilitators are exploring ways to create additional opportunities for engagement, especially through subcommittees. And we're lucky to have such engaged constituents who are willing to share their time, efforts, and expertise. And it's my hope that PSEP will follow through on the promise to engage as many Portlanders as possible in this work. Congratulations. Thank you for your willingness to serve. Aye.
Fish?
So the constant refrain you're going to hear from us today is thank you for your service. Because you're being asked to take on, I think, the hardest assignment that we've made during my tenure on the council. In our last time we took a look at our boards and commissions, I think we determined that we had over 100. But one of the things we also learned was we didn't have consistent rules and we didn't do adequate training, and we asked people to take on big assignments without really knowing what their function and role was. So I am really pleased that one of the first orders of business is going to be the training you're going to get. And I heard as part of that training you're going to get a briefing on your particular function as a public official. And please pay particular attention to that briefing, because it will guide you in terms of all your activities as a member. It'll help you understand what emails you do or don't have to save. It'll save you an enormous headache down the road if you completely understand what your role is and what your obligations are. But I think this has the potential to be the hardest assignment that we've asked any citizen group to take on. It's new, so it's unchartered. It rises from the ashes of a process that failed and left a lot of bad feeling. It addresses one of the two key issues facing our city, which is the housing crisis and public safety. And it is an issue that the mayor actually ran on, staked his mayoralty on. So the stakes can't get any higher than that. And that's why I join with my colleagues in saying how pleased we are with the quality of the people that have agreed to take on this assignment. And while we're not allowed to have favorites, since I have a ninth grader at Lincoln, I just want to say, Sebastian, good for you. I don't know how you're going to be a senior in high school and take on this role, but if you can manage it, my guess is you'll be going to the college of your choice. So congratulations. Thanks to everybody that shepherded this process to where we are today, and the council is fully committed to your success. Aye.
Wheeler?
Well, I'd like to thank all of you for being here today and sharing your stories and your perspectives. And like my colleagues, I want to thank you all for volunteering for this very, very important assignment. We already know that the PSAP is a function of the settlement agreement with the federal government, but it's also a testament to the community advocacy and the work done here within the city. And in my mind, PSAP is going to represent so much more in terms of community engagement. When I look at our 13 new members, I'm reminded that the PSAP is fundamentally intended to increase the community's access to government. And I want to just reiterate what Nicole had said during her testimony. There were so many good people who applied for this position, and we did not accept everybody. There were people who, I will tell you, had amazing credentials that still did not make it onto this committee. And so we have been very intentional about creating as many on-ramps as possible to this process. And I would encourage people, whether you applied previously or did not, take up that charge if you're inspired by this and become engaged. Commissioner Udaly raised a very fair question first asked by Dan Handelman. First of all, let me just say it is my hope that we will not need to go deep into the alternate pool. We have three facilitators for this process. They have proven to me in a very short period of time that they are exceptional facilitators. They bring different skill sets to the room, and I think collectively they're going to do an outstanding job. They are already starting out with a comprehensive training and onboarding process for all of our PSAP members, and that's something that the former COAB members had strongly encouraged us to adopt, and so we are adopting that process. That being said, we still do have a pool of alternates, and if we start getting into that pool of alternates, well, then we will obviously have the capacity to expand that as necessary. And I would encourage people, if you don't think your voice is on this committee and you don't think your perspective is being covered, I definitely want to hear from you. I want you to apply for a future iteration of the PSAP. By virtue of its structure, it's intended to be the community's voice in conversations and decisions around police accountability and reform. And of course, when we say the community, what do we mean? That's a question I get asked a lot. We know that Portland is not monolithic in terms of background, history, traditions, language, ethnicity, race. We also know that it's not possible in a committee of this size to cover all of the bases and ensure that every single perspective is represented on PSAP. However, I am very encouraged by the depth of lived experience and personal experience and professional experience that's being brought to the table by these 13 individuals. As I said, I was floored by my interviews with these 13 PSAP members. They have already, including the youth members, demonstrated a very strong commitment to community engagement and leadership. There is not a person on this committee who is not a leader in and of their own right, and they bring a lot of passion to the table. On sort of a funny side note, I spent a good chunk of my interview time trying to encourage people not to be interested because I knew the pool was so large, so I was painting all sorts of very difficult scenarios and potential tough points and challenges that might realistically arise. And to a person, they all said, I know it, and I'm in, because it's that important to me that this be successful. So we have highly committed individuals stepping forward. I want to thank Sebastian and Kalanji in particular. I think it was incredibly important that we have the youth voice represented here. And I hear a lot from young people in this community who say it seems like so much of the conversation around policing and police accountability and police reform is taking place around tables full of adults, but the conversation is just as much about us as it is the adults. And so this is a really important opportunity for us to intersect youth leaders with our adult leaders to make sure that youth, you know, issues that are specific to youth are represented at this table. And I will just say, in the conversations, the interviews we had with the youth, their perspectives in many cases were very different than the perspectives of the adults. And I think that in and of itself was an important learning moment for me as the police commissioner and the mayor, and I think it will be an important perspective for the members of the PSAP to hear. Over time, I hope we'll see more of Portland communities represented on this committee because more voices are always welcome and needed at the table. And finally, it's important that the community hears from those who've been chosen for this work and that those individuals are ultimately going to be accountable to the entire community. And I stand there with you to be held accountable by the community at the same time. So I want you to know my support for your efforts will continue to be unwavering. Finally, I want to thank Nicole Grant. Nicole Grant, where did she go? There she is. She's hiding over there by the column, as she often does, because she knows I'm going to try to embarrass her. Nicole, you outdid yourself. Thank you. This is great work. Great efforts working with our facilitators and the DOJ and our partners in the settlement agreement to get to yes on this important issue. This is a very important milestone for all of us as a community. I vote aye. The report is accepted. Thank you, everyone.
They've requested to do a photo.
Sure. Why don't we just come right down in front?